have reached, nor yet the waters. Both earth and heaven in vigor he surpasses. May Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. The red and tawny mare, blaze-marked, high-standing, celestial, who to bring Rijrasv riches, drew at the pole the chariot yoked with stallions, joyous, among the hosts of men was noted. The Varsagiras to you, O Indra, the mighty one, sing forth this lord to please you. Rijrasva with his fellows, Ambarisha, Suradhasa, Sahadeva, Bhayamana, he, much invoked, has slain Dasyus and Simyus after his wont and laid them low with arrows. The mighty Thunderer with his fair-complexioned friends won the land, the sunlight, and the waters. May Indra evermore be our protector, and unimperiled may we win the booty. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 101. Indra. Sing with oblation, praise to him who makes glad, who with Rijasvan drove the dusky brood away. Fain for help, him the strong whose right hand wields the bolt, him joined by Maruts we invoke to be our friend. Indra, who with triumphant wrath smote Vyansa down, and Sambhara, and Pipru the unrighteous one, who extirpated Shushna the insatiate, him joined by Maruts we invoke to be our friend. He whose great work of manly might is heaven and earth, and Varuna and Surya keep his holy law. Indra, whose law the rivers follow as they flow, him joined by Maruts we invoke to be our friend. He who is lord and master of the steeds and kind, honored the firm and sure at every holy act, stayer even of the strong who pours no offering out, him joined by Maruts we invoke to be our friend. He who is lord of all the world that moves and breeds, who for the Brahman first before all found the cows, Indra who cast the Dasyus down beneath his feet, him joined the Maruts we invoke to be our friend. Whom cowards must invoke, and valiant men of war, invoked by those who conquer and by those who flee. Indra, to whom all beings turn their constant thought, him joined by Maruts we invoke to be our friend. Refulgent in the Rudra's region he proceeds, and with the Rudras through the wide space speeds the dame. The hymn of praise extols Indra the far-renowned, him joined by Maruts we invoke to be our friend. O, joined by Maruts, whether you delight you in loftiest gathering place or lowly dwelling, come thence to our right, true boon bestower, through love of you have we prepared oblations. We, desiring for you, strong Indra, have pressed Soma, and, O you sought with prayer, have made oblations. Now at this sacrifice, with all your Maruts on sacred grass, O team-born god, rejoice you. Rejoice you with your own bay steeds, O Indra, unclose your jaws and let your lips be open. You with the fair cheek, let your bay steeds bring you. Gracious to us, be pleased with our oblation. Guards of the camp whose praisers are the Maruts, may we through Indra get ourselves the booty. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 102. Indra. To you, the mighty one, I bring this mighty hymn, for your desire has been gratified by my Lord. In Indra, yea, in him victorious, through his strength, the gods have joyed at feast, and when the Soma flowed. The seven rivers bear his glory far and wide, and heaven and sky and earth display his comely form. The sun and moon in change alternate, run their course, that we, O Indra, may behold and may have faith. Maghavan, grant us that same chariot to bring us spoil, your conquering chariot in which we joy in shock of fight. You, Indra, whom our hearts praise highly in the war, grant shelter, Maghavan, to us who love you well. Encourage you our side in every fight. May we, with you for our ally, conquer the foeman's host. Indra, bestow on us joy and felicity. Break down, O Maghavan, the vigor of our foes. For here in divers ways, these men invoking you, holder of treasures, sing hymns to win your aid. Ascend the chariot, that you may bring spoil to us. For, Indra, your fixed mind wins the victory. His arms win kine. His power is boundless in each act. Best with 100 helps, waker of battle's din is Indra. None may rival him in mighty strength. Hence, eager for the spoil, the people call on him. Your glory, Maghavan, exceeds 100, yea, more than 100, than 1,000 mid the folk. The great bowl has inspirited you boundlessly, so may you slay the Vritas, breaker down of forts. Of your great might there is a 3 counterpart, the 3 earths, Lord men, and the 3 realms of light. Above this whole world, Indra, you have waxed great. Without a foe are you, by nature from of old. We invocate you first among the deities. You have become a mighty conqueror in fight. May Indra fill with spirit this our singer's heart, and make our chariot impetuous, foremost in attack. You have prevailed, and have not kept the booty back, in trifling battles, in those of great account. We make you keen, the mighty one. Succor us, inspire us, Maghavan, when we defy the foe. May Indra evermore be our protector, and unimperiled may we win the booty. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 103. Indra. That highest Indra power of yours is distant. That which is here, sages possessed aforetime. This one is on the earth, in heaven the other, and both unite as flag with flag in battle. He spread the wide earth out and firmly fixed it, smote with his thunderbolt and loosed the waters. Maghavan, with his puissance, struck down Ahi, rent Rohina to death, and slaughtered Vyansa. Armed with his bolt and trusting in his prowess, he wandered shattering the forts of Dasas. Cast your dart, knowing thunderer, at the Dasyu. Increase the Arya's might and glory, Indra. For him who thus has taught these human races, Maghavan, bearing a fame-worthy title, thunderer, drawing nigh to slay the Dasyus, has given himself the name of son for glory. See this abundant wealth that he possesses, and put your trust in Indra's hero vigor. He found cattle, and he found the horses, he found the plants, the forests, and the waters. To him, the truly strong, whose deeds are many, to him, the strong bull, let us pour the soma. The hero, watching like a thief in ambush, goes parting the possessions of the godless. Well did you do that hero deed, O Indra, in waking with your bolt the slumbering Ahi. In you, delighted, dames divine rejoiced them, the flying Maruts, and all gods were joyful. As you have smitten Shushna, Pipru, Vritra, and Kuyava, and Sambhara's forts, O Indra. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 104. Indra. The altar has been made for you to rest on. Come like a panting courser and be seated. Loosen your flying steeds. Set free your horses, who bear you swiftly nigh at eve and morning. These men have come to Indra for assistance. Shall he not quickly come upon these pathways? May the gods quell the fury of the Dasa, and may they lead our folk to happy fortune. He who has only wish as his possession casts on himself, casts foam amid the waters. Both wives of Kuyava in milk have bathed them. May they be drowned within the depth of Sipha. This has his kinship checked, who lives beside us. With ancient streams forth speeds and rules the hero. Anjasi, Kulisi, and Veerapatni, delighting him, bear milk upon their waters. Soon as this Dasyu's traces were discovered, as she who knows her home, he sought the dwelling. Now think you of us, Maghavan, nor cast us away as does a profligate his treasure. Indra, as such, give us a share of sunlight, of waters, sinlessness, and reputation. Do you no harm to our yet unborn offspring? Our trust is in your mighty Indra power. Now we, I think, in you as such have trusted. Lead us on, mighty one, to ample riches. In no unready house give us, O Indra invoked of many, food and drink when hungry. Slay us not, Indra. Do not you forsake us. Steal not away the joys which we delight in. Rend not our unborn brood, strong Lord of bounty. Our vessels with the life that is within them. Come to us. They have called you Soma lover. Here is the pressed juice. Drink thereof for rapture. Widely capacious, pour it down within you and, invocated, hear us like a father. Hymn 105 Vishvadevas. Within the waters runs the moon, he with the beauteous wings in heaven. You lightnings with your golden wheels, men find not your abiding place. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. Surely men crave and gain their wish. Close to her husband clings the wife, and, in embraces intertwined, both give and take the bliss of love. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. Oh, never may that light, you gods, fall from its station in the sky. Ne'er fail us one like Soma sweet, the spring of our felicity. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. I ask the last of sacrifice. As envoy, he shall tell it forth. Where is the ancient law divine? Who is its new diffuser now? Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. You gods who yonder have your home in the three lucid realms of heaven, what count you truth and what untruth? Where is mine ancient call on you? Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. What is your firm support of Dharma? What Varuna's observant eye? How may we pass the wicked on the path of mighty Aryaman? Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. I am the man who sang of old, full many a lord when Soma flowed. Yet torturing cares consume me as the wolf assails the thirsty deer. Mark this my woe, you heaven and earth. Like rival wives on every side enclosing ribs oppress me so. O Shatakratu, biting cares devour me, singer of your praise, as rats devour the weaver's threads. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. Where those seven rays are shining, thence my home and family extend. This Trita Aptya knows well, and speaks out for brotherhood. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. May those five bulls which stand on high, full in the midst of mighty heaven, having together swiftly borne my praises to the gods, return. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. High in the mid-ascent of heaven, those birds of beauteous pinion sit. Back from his path they drive the wolf as he would cross the restless floods. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. Firm is this new-wrought hymn of praise, and meet to be told forth, O gods. The flowing of the floods is dharma. Truth is the sun's extended light. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. Worthy of Lord, O Agni, is that kinship which you have with gods? Here seat you like a man, most wise, bring you the gods for sacrifice. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. Here seated, man-like as a priest, shall wisest Agni to the gods speed onward our oblations. God among the gods, intelligent. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. Varuna makes the holy prayer. To him who finds the path, we pray. He in the heart reveals his thought. Let sacred worship rise anew. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. That pathway of the sun in heaven, made to be highly glorified, is not to be transgressed, O gods. O mortals, you behold it not. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. Trita, when buried in the well, calls on the gods to succor him. That call of his Brihaspati heard and released him from distress. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. A ruddy wolf beheld me once. As I was faring on my path, he, like a carpenter whose back is aching, crouched and slunk away. Mark this my woe, you earth and heaven. Through this our song may we, allied with Indra, with all our heroes, conquer in the battle. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 106. Vishvadevas. Call we for aid on Indra, Mitra, Varuna, and Agni, and the Marut host and Aditi. Even as a chariot from a difficult ravine, bountiful Vasus, rescue us from all distress. Come, you Adityas, for our full prosperity, in conquests of the foe, you gods, bring joy to us. Even as a chariot from a difficult ravine, bountiful Vasus, rescue us from all distress. May the most glorious fathers aid us, and the two goddesses, mothers of the gods, who strengthen dharma. Even as a chariot from a difficult ravine, bountiful Vasus, rescue us from all distress. To mighty Narashansa, strengthening his might, to Pushan, ruler over men, we pray with hymns. Even as a chariot from a difficult ravine, bountiful Vasus, rescue us from all distress. Brihaspati, make us evermore an easy path. We crave what boon you have for men in rest and stir. Like as a chariot from a difficult ravine, bountiful Vasus, rescue us from all distress. Sunk in the pit, the Rishi Kutsa called to aid Indra the Vritra slayer, lord of power and might. Even as a chariot from a difficult ravine, bountiful Vasus, rescue us from all distress. May Aditi the goddess guard us with the gods. May the protecting god keep us with ceaseless care. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 107, Vishvadevas. The sacrifice obtains the God's acceptance. Be graciously inclined to us, Adityas. Hitherward let your favor be directed, and be our best deliverer from trouble. By praise songs of Angiras's exalted, may the gods come to us with their protection. May Indra with his powers, Maruts with Maruts, Aditi with Adityas, grant us shelter. This lord of ours, may Varuna and Indra, Aryaman Agni, Savitar find pleasant. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 108, Indra Agni. On that most wondrous chariot of yours, O Indra and Agni, which looks round on all things living, take you your stand and come to us together, and drink libations of the flowing Soma. As vast as all this world is in its compass, deep as it is with its far-stretching surface, so let this Soma be, Indra and Agni, made for your drinking till your soul be sated. For you have won a blessed name together, yea, with one aim you strove, O Vritra slayers. So, Indra Agni, seated here together, pour in, you mighty ones, the mighty Soma. Both stand adorned, when fires are duly kindled, spreading the sacred grass with lifted ladles. Drawn by strong Soma juice, poured forth around us, come, Indra Agni, and display your favor. The brave deeds you have done, Indra and Agni, the forms you have displayed, and mighty exploits, the ancient and auspicious bonds of friendship, for sake of these, drink of the flowing Soma. As first I said when choosing you, in battle we must contend with Asuras for this Soma. So came you to this my true conviction, and drank libations of the flowing Soma. If in your dwelling, or with prince or Brahman, you, Indra Agni, holy ones, rejoice you, even from thence you mighty lords come hither, and drink libation of the flowing Soma. If with the Yadus, Turvasas, you sojourn, with Druhyus, Anus, Purus, Indra Agni, even from thence, you mighty lords, come hither and drink libations of the flowing Soma. Whether, O Indra Agni, you be dwelling in lowest earth, in central or in highest, even from thence, you mighty lords, come hither and drink libations of the flowing Soma. Whether, O Indra Agni, you be dwelling in highest earth, in central or in lowest, even from thence, you mighty lords, come hither and drink libations of the flowing Soma. Whether you be in heaven, O Indra Agni, on earth, on mountains, in the herbs or waters, even from thence, you mighty lords, come hither and drink libations of the flowing Soma. If, when the sun to the mid-heaven has mounted, you take delight in food, O Indra Agni, even from thence, you mighty lords, come hither and drink libations of the flowing Soma. Thus having drunk your fill of our libation, win us all kinds of wealth, Indra and Agni. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 109, Indra Agni. Longing for weal I look around, in spirit for kinsmen, Indra Agni, or for brothers. No providence but yours alone is with me, so have I wrought for you this hymn for succor. For I have heard that you give wealth more freely than worthless son-in-law or spouse's brother. So offering to you this draught of Soma, I make you this new hymn, Indra and Agni. Let us not break the cords. With this petition, we strive to gain the powers of our forefathers. For Indra Agni, the strong drops are joyful. For here in the bowl's lap are both the press stones. For you, the bowl divine, Indra and Agni, presses the Soma gladly to delight you. With hands auspicious and fair arms, you, Ashwins, haste, sprinkle it with sweetness in the waters. You, I have heard, were mightiest, Indra Agni, when Vritra fell and when the spoil was parted. Sit at this sacrifice, you ever active, on this strewn grass, and with the juice delight you. Surpassing all men where they shout for battle, you twain exceed the earth and heaven in greatness. Greater are you than rivers and than mountains, O Indra Agni, and all things beside them. Bring wealth and give it, you whose arms wield thunder, Indra and Agni, with your powers protect us. Now of a truth, these be the very sunbeams wherewith our fathers were of old united. Give, you who shatter forts, whose hands wield thunder, Indra and Agni, save us in our battles. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 110. Ribhus. The holy work I wrought before is wrought again. My sweetest hymn is sung to celebrate your praise. Here, O you Ribhus, is this sea for all the gods. Sate you with Soma offered with the hallowing word. When, seeking your enjoyment onward from afar, you, certain of my kinsmen, wandered on your way, sons of Sudhanvan, after your long journeying, you came to the home of liberal Savitar. Savitar therefore gave you immortality, because you came proclaiming him who naught can hide. And this, the drinking chalice of the Asura, which till that time was one, you made to be fourfold. When they had served with zeal at sacrifice as priests, they, mortal as they were, gained immortality. The Ribhus, children of Sudhanvan, bright as suns, were in a year's course made associate with prayers. The Ribhus, with a rod measured as 'twere a field, the single sacrificial chalice, wide of mouth, lauded of all who saw, praying for what is best, desiring glorious fame among immortal gods. As ghee in ladles, we through knowledge will present to the heroes of the firmament our hymn. The Ribhus who came near with this great father's speed, and rose to heaven's high sphere to eat the strengthening food. Ribhu to us is Indra, freshest in his might. Ribhu with powers and wealth is giver of rich gifts. Gods, through your favor, may we on the happy day quell the attacks of those who pour no offerings forth. Out of a skin, O Ribhus, once you formed a cow, and brought the mother close to her calf again. Sons of Sudhanvan, heroes, with surpassing skill you made your aged parents youthful as before. Help us with strength where spoil is won, O Indra. Joined with the Ribhus, give us varied bounty. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 111. Ribhus. Working with skill they wrought the lightly rolling chariot. They wrought the bays who bear Indra and bring great gifts. The Ribhus for their parents made life young again, and fashioned for the calf a mother by its side. For sacrifice make for us active, vital power for skill and wisdom, food with noble progeny. Grant to our company this power most excellent, that with a family all heroic we may dwell. Do you, O Ribhus, make prosperity for us, prosperity for chariot, you heroes, and for steed? Grant us prosperity, victorious evermore, conquering foes in battle, strangers or akin. Indra, the Ribhus lord, I invocate for aid, the Ribhus, Vajas, Maruts to the Soma draft. Varuna, Mitra, both, yea, and the Ashwins twain, let them speed us to wealth, wisdom, and victory. May Ribhu send prosperity for battle. May Vaja conquering in the fight protect us. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi, and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 112. Ashwins. To give first thought to them, I worship heaven and earth, and Agni, fair bright glow, to hasten their approach. Come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids wherewith in fight you speed the war cry to the spoil. Ample, unfailing, they have mounted, as it were, an eloquent chariot that you may think of us and give. Come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids wherewith you help our thoughts to further holy acts. You, by the might which heavenly nectar gives you, are in supreme dominion, lords of all these folk. Come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids wherewith you, heroes, made the barren cow give milk. The aids wherewith the wanderer through his offspring's might, or the two-mothered son, shows swiftest mid the swift. Wherewith the sapient one acquired his triple lore, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you raised from waters, prisoned and fast bound, Rebha and Vandana to look upon the light. Wherewith you succored Kanva as he strove to win, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you rescued Antaka when languishing deep in the pit, and Bhujju with unfailing help, and comforted Karkandhu, Vaya in their woe, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you gave Suchanti wealth and happy home, and made the fiery pit friendly for Atri's sake. Wherewith you guarded Purukutsa, Prishnigu, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Mighty ones, with what powers you gave Paravrij aid when you made the blind and lame to see and walk. Wherewith you set at liberty the swallowed quail, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you quickened the most sweet exhaustless flood, and comforted Vashishtha, you who never decay. And to Srutarya, Kutsa, Narya gave your help, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you helped in battle of 1,000 spoils, Vispala seeking booty, powerless to move. Wherewith you guarded friendly Vasa, Asva's son, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Whereby the cloud, you bounteous givers, shed sweet rain for Dirghasravas, for the merchant Aushaja. Wherewith you helped Kakshivan, singer of your praise, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you made Rasa swell full with water floods, and urged to victory the chariot without a horse. Wherewith Trishoka drove forth his recovered cows, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you, compass round the sun when far away, strengthened Mandhatar in his tasks as lord of lands, and to sage Bhardwaja gave protecting help, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith when Sambhar was slain, you guarded well great Atithigva, Divodasa, Kasoju, and Trasadasyu when the forts were shattered down, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you honored the great drinker Vamra, and Upastuta, and Kali, when he gained his wife, and lent to Vyasva and to Prithvi favoring help, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith, O heroes, you vouchsafed deliverance to Sayu, Atri, and to Manu long ago, wherewith you shot your shafts and Sumarasmi's cause. Come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith Patharva, in his majesty of form, shone in his course like to a gathered kindled fire. Wherewith you helped Saryata in the mighty fray, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith, Angirasis, you triumphed in your heart and onward went to liberate the flood of milk. Wherewith you helped the hero Manu with new strength, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you brought a wife for Vimada to wed, wherewith you freely gave the ruddy cows away. Wherewith you brought the host of kind gods to Sudas, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you bring great bliss to him who offers gifts, wherewith you have protected Bhujju, Adhrigu, and good and gracious Subhara and Ritastup. Come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you served Kishanu, where the shafts were shot, and helped the young man's horse to swiftness in the race, wherewith you bring delicious honey to the bees. Come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you speed the hero as he fights for kine in hero battle, in the strife for land and sons, wherewith you safely guard his horses and his chariot, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Wherewith you, lords of hundred powers, helped Kutsa, son of Arjuni, gave Turviti and Dabhiti strength, favored Dvasanti and lent Purasanti help, come hither to us, O Ashwins, with those aids. Make you our speech effectual, O you Ashwins, and this our hymn, you mighty wonder workers. In luckless game I call on you for succor. Strengthen us also on the field of battle, with undiminished blessings, O you Ashwins, for evermore both night and day protect us. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 113. Dawn. This light is come, amid all lights the fairest. Born is the brilliant, far-extending brightness. Night, sent away for Savitar's uprising, has yielded up a birthplace for the morning. The fair, the bright is come with her white offspring. To her the dark one has resigned her dwelling. Akin, immortal, following each other, changing their colour, both the heavens move onward. Common, unending is the sisters' pathway. Taught by the gods, alternately they travel. Fair-formed, of different hues and yet one-minded, night and dawn clash not, neither do they travel. Bright leader of glad sounds, our eyes behold her. Splendid in hue, she has unclosed the portals. She, stirring up the world, has shown us riches. Dawn has awakened every living creature. Rich dawn, she sets afoot the coiled-up sleeper. One for enjoyment, one for wealth or worship. Those who saw little for extended vision, all living creatures has the dawn awakened. One to high sway, one to exalted glory, one to pursue his gain, and one his labor. All to regard their different vocations, all moving creatures has the dawn awakened. We see her there, the child of heaven apparent, the young maid flushing in her shining raiment. You, sovereign lady of all earthly treasure, flush on us here, auspicious dawn, this morning. She first of endless morns to come hereafter follows the path of morns that have departed. Dawn at her rising urges forth the living. Him who is dead, she wakes not from his slumber. As you, dawn, have caused Agni to be kindled, and with the sun's eye have revealed creation, and have awakened men to offer worship, you have performed for gods a noble service. How long a time, and they shall be together, dawns that have shone and dawns to shine hereafter. She yearns for former dawns with eager longing and goes forth gladly shining with the others. Gone are the men who in the days before us looked on the rising of the earlier morning. We the living, now behold her brightness, and they come nigh who shall hereafter see her. Foe chaser, born of Dharma, Dharma's protectress, joy giver, waker of all pleasant voices, auspicious, bringing food for God's enjoyment, shine on us here, most bright, O dawn, this morning. From days eternal has dawn shone, the goddess, and shows this light today, endowed with riches. So will she shine on days to come. Immortal, she moves on in her own strength, undecaying. In the sky's borders has she shone in splendor. The goddess has thrown off the veil of darkness, awakening the world with purple horses on her well-harnessed chariot. Dawn approaches, bringing all life-sustaining blessings with her, showing herself, she sends forth brilliant luster. Last of the countless mornings that have vanished, first of bright morns to come, has dawn arisen. Arise, the breath, the life, again has reached us. Darkness has passed away, and light approaches. She for the sun has left a path to travel. We have arrived where men prolong existence. Singing the praises of refulgent mornings with his hymns web, the priest, the poet, rises. Shine then today, rich maid, on him who praises you. Shine down on us, the gift of life and offspring. Dawn's giving sons, all heroes, kine and horses, shining upon the man who brings oblations. These let the Soma press again, when ending his glad songs louder than the voice of Vayu. Mother of gods, Aditi's form of glory, ensign of sacrifice, shine forth exalted. Rise up, bestowing praise on our devotion, all bounteous, make us chief among the people. Whatever splendid wealth the dawns bring with them to bless the man who offers praise and worship. Even that may Mitra, Varuna vouchsafe us, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 114. Rudra. To the strong Rudra bring we these our songs of praise, to him the Lord of heroes with the braided hair, that it be well with all our cattle and our men, that in this village all be healthy and well fed. Be gracious to us, O Rudra, bring us joy. You, Lord of heroes, you with reverence will we serve. Whatever health and strength our father Manu won by sacrifice, may we, under your guidance, gain. By worship of the gods, may we, O bounteous one, O Rudra, gain your grace, ruler of valiant men. Come to our families, bringing them bliss. May we, whose heroes are uninjured, bring you sacred gifts. Hither we call for aid the wise, the wanderer, impetuous Rudra, perfecter of sacrifice. May he repel from us the anger of the gods. Truly we desire his favorable grace. Him with the braided hair we call with reverence down, the wild boar of the sky, the red, the dazzling shape. May he, his hand filled full of sovereign medicines, grant us protection, shelter, and a home secure. To him the Marut's father is this hymn addressed, to strengthen Rudra's might, a song more sweet than sweet. Grant us, immortal one, the food which mortals eat. Be gracious to me, my seed, my progeny. O Rudra, harm not either great or small of us. Harm not the growing boy, harm not the full-grown man. Slay not a father among us, slay no mother here. and to our own dear bodies, Rudra, do not harm. Harm us not, Rudra, in our seed and progeny, harm us not in the living, nor in cows or steeds. Slay not our heroes in the fury of your wrath, bringing oblations evermore we call to you. Even as a herdsman I have brought you hymns of praise, O Father of the Maruts, give us happiness. Blessed is your most favoring benevolence, so truly do we desire your saving help. Far be your dart that kills men or cattle, your bliss be with us, O you Lord of Heroes. Be gracious to us, O God, and bless us, and then vouchsafe us doubly strong protection. We, seeking help, have spoken and adored him. May Rudra, joined by Maruts, hear our calling. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 115. Surya. The brilliant presence of the gods has risen, the eye of Mitra, Varuna, and Agni. The soul of all that moves not or moves, the sun has filled the air and earth and heaven. Like a young man follows a maiden, so does the sun the dawn, refulgent goddess, where pious men extend their generations before the auspicious one for happy fortune. Auspicious are the sun's bay-colored horses, bright, changing hues, meet for our shouts of triumph. Bearing our prayers, the sky's ridge have they mounted, and in a moment speed round earth and heaven. This is the Godhead, this might of Surya. He has withdrawn what spread over work unfinished. When he has loosed his horses from their station, straight over all night spreads out her garment. In the sky's lap, the sun this form assumes, that Varuna and Mitra may behold it. His bay steeds well maintain his power eternal, at one time bright and darksome at another. This day, O gods, while Surya is ascending, deliver us from trouble and dishonor. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 116. Ashwins. I trim like grass my song for the Nasatyas, and send their praises forth as the wind drives rain clouds, who, in a chariot rapid as an arrow, brought to the youthful Vimada a consort. Borne on by rapid steeds of mighty pinion, or proudly trusting in the gods' incitements, that stallion ass of yours won, O Nasatyas, that thousand in the race in Yama's contest. Yea, Ashwins, as a dead man leaves his riches, Tugra left Bhujju in the cloud of waters. You brought him back in animated vessels, traversing air, unwetted by the billows. Bhujju you bore with winged things, Nasatyas, which for 3 nights, 3 days full, swiftly travelled to the sea's farther shore, the strand of ocean, in 3 chariots, 100-footed, with 6 horses. You wrought that hero exploit in the ocean, which gives no support, or hold, or station. What time you carried Bhujju to his dwelling, borne in a ship with 100 oars, O Ashwins? The white horse, which of old you gave Aghasva, Ashwins, a gift to be his wealth forever. Still to be praised is that your glorious present, still to be famed is the brave horse of Pedu. O heroes, you gave wisdom to Kakshivan, who sprang from Pajra's line, who sang your praises. You poured forth from the hoof of your strong charger 100 jars of wine as from a strainer. You warded off with gold the fire's fierce burning. Food very rich in nourishment you furnished. Atri, cast downward in the cavern, Ashwins you brought with all his people forth to comfort. You lifted up the well, O you Nasatyas, and set the base on high to open downward. Streams flowed for folk of Gautama who thirsted, like rain to bring forth thousandfold abundance. You from the old Chavana, O Nasatyas, stripped, as to a male, the skin upon his body, lengthened his life when all had left him helpless, Dasras, and made him lord of youthful maidens. Worthy of praise and worth the winning, heroes, is that your favouring succour, O Nasatyas. What time you, knowing well his case, delivered Vandana from the pit-like hidden treasure. That mighty deed of yours, for gain, O heroes, as thunder heralds the rain, I publish, when, by the horse's head, Atharvan's offspring Dadhyach made known to you the Soma's sweetness. In the great rite, the wise dame called, Nasatyas, you, lords of many treasures, to assist her. You heard the weakling's wife, as 'twere an order, and gave to her a son, Hiranyahasta. You from the wolf's jaws, as you stood together, set free the quail, O heroes, O Nasatyas. Ye, lords of many treasures, gave the poet his perfect vision as he mourned his trouble. When in the time of night, in Kala's battle, a leg was severed like a wild bird's pinion, straight you gave Vispala a leg of iron, that she might move when the conflict opened. His father robbed Rijrasva of his eyesight, who for the she-wolf slew 100 sheep. You gave him eyes, Nasatyas, wonder-workers, physicians, that he saw with sight uninjured. The daughter of the sun, your chariot ascended, first reaching, as it were, the goal with coursers. All deities within their hearts assented, and you, Nasatyas, are close linked with glory. When to his house you came, to Devodasa, hastening to Bhardwaja, O you Ashwins, the chariot that came with you brought splendid riches. A porpoise and a bull were yoked together. You, bringing wealth with rule and life with offspring, life rich in noble heroes, O Nasatyas, accordant came with strength to Jahnu's children, who offered you thrice every day your portion. You bore away at night by easy pathways, Jahusha compassed round on every quarter. And with your chariot that cleaves the foe asunder, Nasatyas never decaying, rent the mountains. One morn you strengthened Vasa for the battle, to gather spoils that might be told in thousands. With Indra joined, you drove away misfortunes, yea, foes of Prithusravas, O you mighty! From the deep well you raised on high the water, so that Richatka's son, Sara, should drink it. And with your might, to help the weary Sayu, you made the barren cow yield milk, Nasatyas. To Vishvaka, Nasatyas, son of Krishna, the righteous man who sought your aid and praised you, you with your powers restored, like some lost creature, his son Vishnapu, for his eyes to look on. Ashwins you raised, like Soma in a ladle, Rebha, who for 10 days and 10 nights fettered, had lain in cruel bonds, immersed and wounded, suffering sore affliction in the waters. I have declared your wondrous deeds, O Ashwins. May this be mine, and many kind and heroes. May I, enjoying lengthened life, still seeing, enter old age as 'twere the house I live in. Hymn 117. Ashwins. Ashwins, your ancient priest invites you hither to gladden you with draughts of honey of Soma. Our gift is on the grass, our song apportioned. With food and strength come hither, O Nasatyas. That chariot of yours, swifter than thought, O Ashwins, which, drawn by brave steeds, comes to the people, whereon you seek the dwelling of the pious. Come you thereon to our abode, O heroes. You freed sage Atri, whom the five tribes honored, from the strait pit, you heroes with his people. Baffling the guiles of the malignant Dasyu, repelling them, you mighty in succession. Vrebha the sage, you mighty heroes, Ashwins, whom like a horse, vile men had sunk in water, him, wounded, with your wondrous power you rescued. Your exploits of old time endure forever. You brought forth Vandana, you wonder workers, for triumph, like fair gold that has been buried, like one who slumbered in destruction's bosom, or like the sun when dwelling in the darkness. Kakshivan, Pajra's son, must praise that exploit of yours, Nasatyas, heroes, you who wander, when from the hoof of your strong horse you showered 100 jars of honey for the people. To Krishna's son, to Vishvaka, who praised you, O heroes, you restored his son, Vishnapu. To Ghosha, living in her father's dwelling, stricken in years, you gave a husband, Ashwins. Rushati, of the mighty people, Ashwins, you gave to Syava, of the line of Kanva. This deed of yours, you strong ones, should be published, that you gave glory to the son of Nrishad. O Ashwins, wearing many forms at pleasure, on Pedu you bestowed a fleet-foot courser, strong, winner of 1,000 spoils, resistless the serpent-slayer, glorious, triumphant. These glorious things are yours, you bounteous givers. Prayer, praise in both worlds are your habitation. O Ashwins, when the sons of Pajra call you, send strength with nourishment to him who knows. Hymned with the reverence of a son, O Ashwins, you swift ones giving booty to the singer, glorified by Agastya with devotion, established Vispala again, Nasatyas. You sons of heaven, you mighty, whither went you, sought you for his fair praise, the home of Kavya? When, like a pitcher full of gold, O Ashwins, on the 10th day, you lifted up the buried? You, with the aid of your great powers, O Ashwins, restored to youth the ancient man, Chyavana, the daughter of the sun with all her glory, O you, Nasatyas, chose your chariot to bear her. You, ever youthful ones, again remembered Tugra, according to your ancient manner. With horses brown of hue that flew with swift wings, you brought back Bhujju from the sea of billows. The son of Tugra had invoked you, Ashwins. Borne on, he went uninjured through the ocean. You, with your chariot swift as thought, well harnessed, carried him off, O mighty ones, to safety. The quail had invocated you, O Ashwins, when from the wolf's devouring jaws you freed her. With conquering chariot you cleft the mountain's ridges. The offspring of Vishvach you killed with poison. He whom for furnishing 100 sheep to the she-wolf, his wicked father blinded, to him, Rijrasva, gave you eyes, O Ashwins, light to the blind you sent for perfect vision. To bring the blind man joy, thus cried the she-wolf, O Ashwins, O you mighty ones, O heroes, for me, Rijrasva, like a youthful lover, has cut piecemeal 100 sheep. Great and wheel-giving is your aid, O Ashwins, you, objects of all thought, made whole the cripple. Puranti also for this cause invoked you, and you, O mighty, came to her with suckers. You, wonder workers, filled with milk for Sayu the milkless cow, emaciated, barren. And by your powers, the child of Purumitra you brought to Vimada to be his consort. Ploughing and sowing barley, O you Ashwins, milking out food for men, you wonder workers, blasting away the dasyu with your trumpet, you gave far-spreading light to the Arya. You brought the horse's head, Ashwins, and gave it to Dadhyach, the offspring of Atharvan. True, he revealed to you, O wonder workers, sweet Soma, Tvashtar's secret as your girdle. O sages, evermore I crave your favor. Be gracious to all my prayers, O Ashwins. Grant me, Nasatyas, riches in abundance, wealth famous, and accompanied with children. With liberal bounty to the weakling's consorts, you, heroes, gave a son Hiranyahasta, and Syava, cut into three several pieces, you brought to life again, O bounteous Ashwins. These your heroic exploits, O you Ashwins, done in the days of old, have men related. May we, addressing prayer to you, you mighty, speak with brave sons about us to the synod. Hymn 118. Ashwins. Flying with falcons, may your chariot, Ashwins, most gracious, bringing friendly help, come hither. Your chariot, swifter than the mind of mortal, fleet as the wind, three-seated, O you mighty. Come to us with your chariot triple-seated, three-wheeled, of triple form that rolls lightly. Fill full our cows, give mettle to our horses, and make each hero son grow strong, O Ashwins. With your well-rolling chariot, descending swiftly, hear this press-stone song, you wonder workers. How then have ancient sages said, O Ashwins, that you most swiftly come to stay affliction? O Ashwins, let your falcons bear you hither, yoked to your chariot, swift, with flying pinions, which, ever active, like the airy eagles, carry you, O Nasatyas, to the banquet. The youthful daughter of the sun, delighting in you, ascended there your chariot, heroes. Born on their swift wings, let your beauteous horses, your birds of ruddy hue, convey you near us. You raised up Vandana, strong wonder workers, with great might and with power you rescued Rebha. From out the sea you saved the son of Tugra, and gave his youth again to Chavana, to Atri, cast down to the fire that scorched him, you gave, O Ashwins, strengthening food and favor. Accepting his fair praises with approval, you gave his eyes again to blinded Kanva. For ancient Sayu, in his sore affliction, you caused his cow to swell with milk, O Ashwins. The quail from her great misery you delivered, and a new leg for Vispala provided. A white horse, Ashwins, you bestowed on Pedu, a serpent-slaying steed sent down by Indra, loud neighing, conquering the foe, high-mettled, firm-limbed and vigorous, winning 1,000 treasures. Such as you are, O nobly born, O heroes, we in our trouble call on you for succor. Accepting these our songs for our well-being, come to us on your chariot treasure-laden. Come to us combined in love, Nasatyas, come with the fresh swift vigor of the falcon. Bearing oblations, I invoke you, Ashwins, at the first break of everlasting morning. Hymn 119 Ashwins. Hither, that I may live, I call to the feast your wondrous chariot, thought swift, borne on by rapid steeds. With 1,000 banners, 100 treasures, pouring gifts, promptly obedient, bestowing ample room. Even as it moves near, my hymn is lifted up, and all the regions come together to sing praise. I sweeten the oblations, now the helpers come. Urjani has, O Ashwins, mounted on your chariot. When striving man with man for glory, they have met, brisk, measureless, eager for victory in fight, then truly your chariot is seen upon the slope when you, O Ashwins, bring some choice boon to the prince. You came to Bhuj you, while he struggled in the flood with flying birds, self-yoked, you bore him to his sires. You went to the far distant home, O mighty ones, and famed is your great aid to Devodasa given. Ashwins, the chariot which you had yoked for glorious show, your own two voices urged, directed to its goal. Then she who came for friendship, maid of noble birth, elected you as husbands, you to be her lords. Rebha you saved from tyranny. For Atri's sake you quenched with cold the fiery pit that compassed him. You made the cow of Sayu stream refreshing milk, and Vandana was holpen to extended life. Doers of marvels, skillful workers, you restored Vandana like a chariot worn out with length of days. From earth you brought the sage to life in wondrous mode. Be your great deeds done here for him who honors you. You went to him who mourned in a far distant place, him who was left forlorn by treachery of his sire. Rich with the light of heaven was then the help you gave, and marvelous your succor when you stood by him. To you in praise of sweetness sang the honey bee. Aushaja calls you in Soma's rapturous joy. You drew to yourselves the spirit of Dadhyach, and then the horse's head uttered his words to you. A horse did you provide for Pedu, excellent, white, O you Ashwins, conqueror of combatants, invincible in war by arrows, seeking heaven worthy of fame, like Indra, vanquisher of men. Hymn 120 Ashwins. Ashwins, what praise may win your grace? Who may be pleasing to you both? How shall the ignorant worship you? Here let the ignorant ask the means of you who know, for none beside you know aught, not of a spiritless mortal man. Such as you are, all wise, we call you. Thou wise, declare to us this day accepted prayer. Loving you well, your servant praises you. Simply, you mighty ones, I ask the gods of that wondrous oblation hallowed by the mystic word. Save us from what is stronger, fiercer than ourselves. Forth go the hymn that shone in Kosha Bhrigu's like. The song wherewith the son of Pajra worships you, like some wise minister. Hear you the song of him who hastens speedily, O Ashwins, I am he who sang your praise. Hither, you lords of splendor, hither turn your eyes, for you were ever nigh to deal for ample wealth, to give the wealth that you had gathered up. As such, you Vasus, guard us well, and keep us safely from the wicked wolf. Give us not up to any man who hates us, nor let our milk cows stray, whose udders give us food, far from our homes without their calves. May they who love you gain you for their friends. Prepare you us for opulence with strengthening food. Prepare us for the food that flows from our cows. I have obtained the horseless chariot of Ashwins, rich in sacrifice, and I am well content therewith. May it convey me evermore. May the light chariot pass from men to men to the Soma draught. It holds slumber in contempt, and the rich who enjoys not. Both vanish quickly and are lost. Hymn 121. Indra. When will men's guardians hastening hear with favour the song of Angiras's pious children? When to the people of the home he comes, he strides to the sacrifice, the holy. He established heaven. He poured forth, skillful worker, the wealth of kine for strength that nurtures heroes. The mighty one his self-born host regarded, the horse's mate, the mother of the heifer. Lord of red dawns, he came victorious, daily to the Angiras's former invocation. His bolt and team he has prepared, and established the heaven for quadrupeds and men two-footed. In joy of this, you did restore for worship the lowing company of hidden cattle. When the three-pointed one descends with onslaught, he opens wide the doors that cause man trouble. Yours is that milk which your swift-moving parents brought down, a strengthening, genial gift for conquest. When the pure treasure to you they offered, the milk shed from the cow who streams nectar, there is he born. May the swift give us rapture, and like the sun shine forth from yonder dawning, Indu, even us who drank, whose toils are offerings poured from the spoon, with praise upon the altar. When the woodpile made of good logs is ready, at the sun's worship to bind fast the bullock, then when you shine forth through days of action for the chariot born, the swift, the cattle seeker. 8 steeds you brought down from mighty heaven, when fighting for the well that gives splendor, that men might press with stones the gladdening yellow, strengthened with milk, fermenting to exalt you. You hurled forth from heaven the iron missile, brought by the skillful from the sling of leather. When you, O much invoked, assisting Kutsa with endless deadly darts, did compass Shushna. Bolt armed, ere darkness overtook the sunlight, you cast at the veiling cloud your weapon. You ejected out of heaven, though firmly knotted, the might of Shushna that was thrown around him. The mighty heaven and earth, those bright expanses that have no wheels, joyed, Indra, at your exploit. Vritra, the boar who lay amid the waters, to sleep you sent with your mighty thunder. Mount, Indra, lover of the men you guard, the well-yoked horses of the wind, best bearers. The bolt which Kavya Usana gave you before, strong, gladdening, Vritra-slaying, he has fashioned. The strong bay horses of the sun, you stayed. This Itasa drew not the wheel, O Indra. Casting them forth beyond the 90 rivers, you drove down into the pit the godless. Indra, preserve you us from this affliction, thunder-armed, save us from the misery near us. Vouchsafe us affluence in chariots, founded on horses, for our food and fame and gladness. Never may this, your loving kindness, fail us. Mighty in strength, may plenteous food surround us. Maghavan, make us share the foeman's cattle. May we be your most liberal feast companions. Hymn 122. Vishvadevas. Say, bringing sacrifice to bounteous Rudra, this juice for drink to you whose wrath is fleeting. With Dios, the Asura's heroes, I have lauded the Maruts as with prayer to earth and heaven. Strong to exalt the early invocation are night and dawn, who show with varied aspect. The Baron clothes her in wide-woven raiments, and fair morn shines with Surya's golden splendor. Cheer us the roamer round, who strikes at morning, the wind delight us, pourer forth of waters. Sharpen our wits, O Parvata and Indra. May all the gods vouchsafe to us this favor. And Aushaja shall call for me that famous pair who enjoy and drink, who come to brighten. Set you the offspring of the floods before you, both mothers of the living one who beameth. For you shall Aushaja call him who thunders, as to win Arjuna's assent, cried Ghosha. I will invoke that Pushan may be bounteous to you, the rich munificence of Agni. Hear, Mitra Varuna, these mine invocations. Hear them from all men in the hall of worship. Giver of famous gifts, kind hearer, Sindhu who gives fair fields, listen with all his waters. Praised, Mitra Varuna, is your gift, 100 cows to the Prikshayamas and the Pajra, presented by chariot famous Priyaratha, supplying nourishment, they came directly. Praised is the gift of him, the very wealthy. May we enjoy it, men with hero children. His who has many gifts to give the Pajras, a chief who makes me rich in chariots and horses. The folk, O Mitra Varuna, who hate you, who sinfully hating, pour you no libations, lay in their hearts, themselves a wasting sickness, whereas the righteous gains all by worship. That man, most puissant, wondrously urged onward, famed among heroes, liberal in giving, moves a warrior, evermore undaunted in all encounters, even with the mighty. Come to the man's, the sacrificer's calling. Hear, kings of immortality, joy-givers, while you who speed through clouds decree your bounty largely for fame to him, the chariot rider. Vigor will we bestow on that adorer, whose tenfold draught we come to taste, so spoke they. May all in whom rest splendor and great riches obtain refreshment in these sacrifices. We will rejoice to drink the tenfold present when the twice five come bearing sacred viands. What can he do whose steeds and reins are choicest? These, the all-potent, urge brave men to conquest. The sea and all the deities shall give us him with the golden ear and neck bejeweled. Dawns, hastening to the praises of the pious, be pleased with us, both offerers and singers. Four youthful sons of Masarsara vex me, three of the king, the conquering Ayavasa. Now, like the sun, O Varuna and Mitra, your chariot has shone, long-shaped and reigned with splendor. Hymn 123. Dawn. The Dakshina's broad chariot has been harnessed. This chariot the gods immortal have ascended. Fain to bring light to homes of men, the noble and active goddess has emerged from darkness. She before all the living world has wakened, the lofty one who wins and gathers treasure. Revived and ever young, on high she glances. Dawn has come first to our morning worship. If, dawn, You, goddess nobly born, you deal fortune this day to all the race of mortals. May Savitar the god, friend of the homestead, declare before the sun that we are sinless, showing her wonted form each day that passeth, spreading the light she visits each dwelling. Eager for conquest, with bright sheen she comes. Her portion is the best of goodly treasures. Sister of Varuna, sister of Bhaga, first among all sing forth, O joyous morning! Weak be the strength of him who works evil. May we subdue him with our chariot, the guerdon. Let our glad hymns and holy thoughts rise upward, for the flames brightly burning have ascended. The far refulgent mornings make apparent the lovely treasures which the darkness covered. The one departs and the other comes. Unlike in hue, day's halves march on successive. One hides the gloom of the surrounding parents. Dawn on her shining chariot is resplendent. The same in form today, the same tomorrow. They still keep Varuna's eternal statute. Blameless, in turn they traverse 30 regions and dart across the spirit in a moment. She who has knowledge of the first day's nature is born refulgent, white from out of the darkness. The maiden breaks not the law of order, day by day coming to the place appointed. In pride of beauty like a maid you go, O goddess, to the god who longs to win you, and smiling youthful, as you shine brightly, before him you discover your bosom. Fair as a bride embellished by her mother, you show forth your form that all may see it. Blessed are you, O dawn. Shine yet more widely. No other dawns have reached what you attainest. Rich in kine, horses, and all goodly treasures, in constant operation with the sunbeams, the dawns depart and come again, assuming their wonted forms that promise happy fortune. Obedient to the reign of law eternal, give us each thought that more and more shall bless us. Shine you on us today, dawn, swift to listen, with us be riches and with chiefs who worship. Hymn 124. Dawn. The dawn radiant when the fire is kindled, and the sun rising, far diffuse their brightness. Savitar, God, has sent us forth to labor, each quadruped, each biped, to be active. Not interrupting heavenly ordinances, although she diminishes human generations. The last of endless morns that have departed, the first of those that come, dawn brightly shines. There in the eastern region she, heaven's daughter, arrayed in garments of all light, appeareth. Truly she follows the path of order, nor fails knowing well the heavenly quarters. Near is she seen, as 'twere the bright one's bosom, she shows sweet things like a new song singer. She comes like a fly awaking sleepers, of all returning dames most true and constant. There in the east half of the watery region the mother of the cows has shown her ensign. Wider and wider still she spreads onward, and fills full the laps of both heir parents. She truly, exceeding vast to look on, debars from her light nor kin nor stranger. Proud of her spotless form, she, brightly shining, turns not from the high nor from the humble. She seeks men, as she who has no brother, mounting her chariot as 'twere to gather riches. Dawn, like a loving matron for her husband, smiling and well attired, unmasks her beauty. The sister quits, for the elder sister, her place, and having looked on her, departs. She decks her beauty, shining forth with sunbeams like women trooping to the festal meeting. To all these sisters who ere now have vanished, a later one each day in course succeeds. So, like the past, with days of happy fortune, may the new dawns shine forth on us with riches. Rouse up, O wealthy one, the liberal givers. Let niggard traffickers sleep on unwakened. Shine richly, wealthy one, on those who worship, richly, glad, dawn while wasting on the singer. This young maid from the east has shone upon us. She harnesses her team of bright red oxen. She will beam forth, the light will hasten hither, and Agni will be present in each dwelling. As the birds fly forth from their resting places, so men with store of food rise at your dawning. Yea, to the liberal mortal who remains at home, O goddess Dawn, much good you bring. Praised through my prayer be you who should be lauded. You have increased our wealth, you Dawns who love us. Goddesses, may we win by your good favor wealth to be told by hundreds and by thousands. Hymn 125 Svanaya. Coming at early morn, he gives his treasure. The prudent one receives and entertains him. Thereby increasing still his life and offspring, he comes with brave sons to abundant riches. Rich shall he be in gold and kine and horses. Indra bestows on him great vital power. Who stays you as you come with his treasure, like game caught in the net, O early comer? Longing, I came this morning to the pious, the son of sacrifice, with chariot wealth laden. Give him to drink juice of the stalk that gladdens. Prosper with pleasant hymns the Lord of heroes. Health-bringing streams as milk cows flow to profit him who has worshipped, him who now will worship. To him who freely gives and fills on all sides, full streams of ghee flow and make him famous. On the high ridge of heaven he stands exalted, yea, to the gods he goes, the liberal giver. The streams, the waters flow for him with ghee, to him this guerdon ever yields abundance. For those who give rich meads are all these splendors. For those who give rich meads, suns shine in heaven. The givers of rich meads are made immortal. The givers of rich fees prolong their lifetime. Let not the liberal sink to sin and sorrow. Never decay the pious chiefs who worship. Let every man besides be their protection, and let affliction fall upon the tardy. Hymn 126 Bhavayavya. With wisdom I present these lively praises of Bhavya, dweller on the bank of Sindhu. For he, unconquered king, desiring glory, has furnished me 1,000 sacrifices. 100 necklets from the king, beseeching, 100 gift steeds I at once accepted. Of the Lord's cows 1,000, I, Kakshivan. His deathless glory he has spread to heaven. Horses of dusky color stood beside me, 10 chariots, Svanaya's gift, with mares to draw them. Kine, numbering 60,000, followed after. Kakshivan gained them when the days were closing. 40 bay horses of the 10 chariots' master before 1,000 lead the long procession. Reeling in joy, Kakshivan's sons and Pajras have grounded the coursers decked with pearly trappings. An earlier gift for you have I accepted 8 cows, good milkers, and 3 harnessed horses. Pajras, who with your carts, with your great kinsmen, like troops of subjects, have been seeking glory. Hymn 127. Agni. Agni I hold as herald, the munificent, the gracious, son of strength, who knows all that live, as holy singer, knowing all, lord of fair rites, a god with form erected, turning to the gods. He, when the flame has sprung forth from the holy oil, the offered ghee, longs for it with his glow. We, sacrificing, call on you, best worshipper, the eldest of Angirases, singer with hymns, you, brilliant one, with singer's hymns. You, wandering round, as 'twere the sky, who are the invoking priest of men, whom, bull with hair of flame, the people must observe, the people that he speed them on. He with his shining glory blazing far and wide, he truly it is who slays demon foes, slays the demons like an axe, at whose close touch things solid shake, and what is stable yields like trees. Subduing all, he keeps his ground and flinches not, from the skilled archer flinches not. To him, as one who knows, even things solid yield. Through fire sticks heated hot, he gives his gifts to aid. Men offer Agni gifts for aid. He, deeply piercing many a thing, hews it like wood with fervent glow. Even hard and solid food he crunches with his might, yea, hard and solid food with might. Here near we place the sacrificial food for him who shines forth fairer in the night than in the day, with life then stronger than by day. His life gives sure and firm defense as that one gives to a son. The during fires enjoy things given and things not given. The during fires enjoy as food. He, roaring very loudly like the Marut's host, in fertile cultivated fields adorable, in desert spots adorable, accepts and eats our offered gifts, ensign of sacrifice by desert. So let all, joying, love his path when he is glad, as men pursue a path for bliss. Even as they who sang forth hymns addressed to heaven, the Brighus with their prayer and praise invited him, the Brighus rubbing, offering gifts, for radiant Agni, lord of all these treasures, is exceeding strong. May he, the wise, accept the grateful coverings. The wise accept the coverings. You we invoke, the lord of all our settled homes, common to all, the household's guardian, to enjoy, bearer of true hymns, to enjoy. Thee we invoke, the guest of men, by whose mouth, even as a sire's, all these immortals come to gain their food of life. Oblations come to gods as food. You, Agni, most victorious with your conquering strength, most mighty, O, are born for service of the gods, like wealth for service of the gods. Most mighty is your ecstasy, most splendid is your mental power. Therefore men wait upon you, undecaying one, like vassals, undecaying one. To him the mighty, conquering with victorious strength, to Agni walking with the dawn, who sends kine, be sung your lord, to Agni sung, as he who with oblation comes, calls him aloud in every place, before the brands of fire, he shouts singer-like, the herald, kindler of the brands. Agni, beheld by us, in nearest neighborhood, accordant with the gods, bring us, with gracious love, great riches with your gracious love. Give us, O mightiest, what is great, to see and to enjoy the earth. As one with awful power, stir up heroic might for those who praise you, bounteous Lord. Hymn 128. Agni. By Manu's law was born this Agni, priest most skilled, born for the holy work of those who yearn therefor, yea, born for his own holy work. All ear to him who seeks his love, and wealth to him who strives for fame. Priest, never deceived, he sits in Ilah's holy place, joined round in Ilah's holy place. We call that perfecter of worship by the path or sacrifice, with reverence rich in offerings, with worship rich in offerings. Through presentation of our food, he grows not old in this his form. The God who Matariswan brought from far away, for Manu brought from far away. In ordered course forthwith, he traverses the earth, swift swallowing, bellowing steer, bearing the genial seed, bearing the seed and bellowing. Observant with 100 eyes, the God is conqueror in the wood. Agni, who has his seat in broad plains here below and in the high lands far away. That Agni, wise high priest, in every house takes thought for sacrifice and holy service, yea, takes thought with mental power for sacrifice. Disposer, he with mental power shows all things to him who strives. Whence he was born, a guest enriched with holy oil, born as ordainer and as priest. When through his power and in his strong prevailing flames, the Marut's gladdening boons mingle with Agni's roar, boons gladdening for the active one, then he accelerates the gift, and by the greatness of his wealth shall rescue us from overwhelming misery, from curse and overwhelming woe. Vast, universal, good he was made messenger. The speeder with his right hand has not loosed his hold, through love of fame not loosed his hold. He bears oblations to the gods for whosoever supplicates. Agni bestows a blessing on each pious man, and opens wide the doors for him. That Agni has been set most kind in camp of men, in sacrifice like a lord victorious, like a dear lord in sacred rites. His are the oblations of mankind when offered up at Ilah's place. He shall preserve us from Varuna's chastisement, yea, from the great God's chastisement. Agni, the priest, they supplicate to grant them wealth. Him, dear, most thoughtful, have they made their messenger, him, offering-bearer, have they made. Beloved of all, who knows all, the priest, the holy one, the sage. Him, friend, for help, the gods when seeking for wealth, him, friend, with hymns when seeking for wealth. Hymn 129. Indra. The chariot which Indra, you, for service of the gods, though it be far away, O swift one, bring near, which, blameless one, you bring near, place swiftly near us for our help. Be it your will that it be strong. Blameless and active, hear the speech of orderers, this speech of us like orderers. Hear, Indra, you whom men in every fight must call to show your strength, for cry of battle with men of war for victory. He who with heroes wins the light, who with the singers gains the prize, him the rich seek to gain even as a swift strong steed, even as a courser fleet and strong. Thou, mighty, Pour forth the hide that holds the rain. You keep far away, hero, the wicked man. You shut out the wicked man. Indra, to you I sing, to Dios, to Rudra, glorious in himself. To Mitra, Varuna, I sing a far-famed hymn, to the kind god, a far-famed hymn. We wish our Indra here, that he may further you, the friend, beloved of all, the very strong ally, in wars, the very strong ally, in all encounters, strengthen you our prayer to be a help to us. No enemy whom you smite down subdues you. No enemy whom you smite down. Bow down the overweening pride of every foe with succor, like to kindling wood in fiercest flame, with mighty succor, mighty one. Guide us, you hero, as of old, so are you counted blameless still. You drivest, as a priest, all sins of man away, as priest in person seeking us. This may I utter to the present Soma drop, which, meet to be invoked, with power awakes the prayer, awakes the demon-slaying prayer. May he himself with darts of death drive far from us the scorner's hate. Far let him flee away who speaks wickedness and vanish like a mote of dust. By thoughtful invocation this may we obtain. Obtain great wealth, O wealthy one, with hero sons, wealth that is sweet with hero sons. Him who is wroth, we pacify with sacred food and eulogies. Indra, the holy, with our calls inspired and true, the holy one with calls inspired. On! For your good and ours, come, Indra, with the aid of his own lordliness to drive the wicked hence, to rend the evil-hearted ones. The weapon which devouring fiends cast at us shall destroy themselves. Struck down, it shall not reach the mark. Hurled forth, the firebrand shall not strike. With riches in abundance, Indra, come to us. Come by an unobstructed path. Come by a path from demons free. Be with us when we stray afar. Be with us when our home is nigh. Protect us with your help, both near and far away. Protect us ever with your help. You are our own, O Indra, with victorious wealth. Let might accompany you, the strong, to give us aid, like Mitra to give mighty aid. O strongest saviour, helper you, immortal, of each warrior's chariot. Hurt you another and not us, O thunder-armed, one who would hurt, O thunder-armed. Save us from injury, you who are well extolled. Ever the warder off are you of wicked ones, even as a god of wicked ones. You slayer of the evil fiend. Saviour of singer such as I. Good Lord, the Father made you slayer of the fiends, made you, good Lord, to slay the fiends. Hymn 130. Indra. Come to us, Indra, from afar, conducting us even as a lord of heroes to the gatherings, home, like a king, his hero's lord. We come with gifts of pleasant food, with juice poured forth, invoking you, as sons invite a sire, that thou may get thee strength, thee most bounteous, to get thee strength. O Indra, drink the Soma juice pressed out with stones poured from the reservoir, as an ox drinks the spring, a very thirsty bull the spring. For the sweet draught that gladdens you, for mightiest freshening of your strength. Let your bay horses bring you hither as the sun, as every day they bring the sun. He found the treasure brought from heaven that lay concealed, close hidden, like the nestling of a bird in rock, enclosed in never-ending rock. Best Angiras, bolt-armed, he strove to win, as 'twere the stall of kine. So Indra has disclosed the food concealed, disclosed the doors, the food that lay concealed. Grasping his thunderbolt with both hands, Indra made its edge most keen for hurling. Like a carving knife, for Ahi's slaughter made it keen. Endued with majesty and strength, O Indra, and with lordly might, you crash down the trees, as when a craftsman fells, crash them down as with an axe. You, Indra, without effort, have let loose the floods to run their free course down, like chariots to the sea, like chariots showing forth their strength. They, reaching hence away, have joined their strength for one eternal end, even as the cows who poured forth everything for man, yea, poured forth all things for mankind. Eager for riches, men have formed for you this song. Like as a skillful craftsman fashion a chariot, so have they wrought you to their bliss. Adorning you, O singer, like a generous steed for deeds of might, yea, like a steed to show his strength and win the prize, that he may bear each prize away. For Puru you have shattered, Indra, 90 forts. For Devadasa, your boon servant with your bolt, O dancer, for your worshipper. For Atithigva he, the strong, brought Sambhar from the mountain down, distributing the mighty treasures with his strength, parting all treasures with his strength. Indra in battles help his Aryan worshipper. He who has 100 helps at hand in every fray, in frays that win the light of heaven. Plaguing the lawless, he gave up to Manu's seed the dusky skin. Blazing, 'twere, he burns each covetous man away, he burns the tyrannous away. Waxed strong in might at dawn, he tore the sun's wheel off. Bright red, he steals away their speech, the Lord of Power, their speech he steals away from them. As you with eager speed, O sage, have come from far away to help, as winning for your own all happiness of men, winning all happiness each day. Lauded with our new hymns, O vigorous indeed, save us with strengthening help, you shatterer of the forts. You, Indra, praised by Devadasa's clansmen, as heaven grows great with days, shall wax in glory. Hymn 131. Indra. To Indra, Dios the Asura has bowed him down. To Indra, mighty earth with wide extending tracts to win the light with widespread tracts. All gods of one accord have set Indra in front, preeminent. For Indra all libations must be set apart, all man's libations set apart. In all libations men with hero spirit urge the universal one, each seeking several light, each seeking to win the light apart. You, furthering like a ship, will we set to the chariot pole of strength, as men who win with sacrifices Indra's thought, men who win Indra with their lords. Couples desirous of your aid are storming you, pouring their presence forth to win a stall of kine, pouring gifts, Indra, seeking you. When two men seeking spoil or heaven, you bring face to face in war, you show, Indra, then the bolt, your constant friend, the bull that ever waits on you. This your heroic power men of old time have known, wherewith you broke down, Indra, autumnal forts, broke them down with conquering might. You have chastised, O Indra, Lord of strength, the man who worships not, and made your own this great earth and these water floods, with joyous heart these water floods. And they have spread far this hero might when you, O strong one, in your joy helped your suppliants, who sought to win you for their friend. Their battle cry you made sound victorious in the shocks of war. One stream after another have they gained from you, eager for glory have they gained. Also this morn may he be well inclined to us, mark at our call our offerings and our song of praise, our call that we may win the light. As you, O Indra, thunder-armed, will, as the strong one, slay the foe, listen you to the prayer of me, a later sage. Hear you a later sage's prayer. O Indra, waxen strong and well inclined to us, you very mighty, slay the man that is our foe, slay the man, hero, with your bolt. Slay you the man who injures us, hear you as readiest to hear. Far be malignity, like mischief on the march, afar be all malignity. Hymn 132. Indra. Helped, Indra Maghavan, by you in war of old, may we subdue in fight the men who strive with us, conquer the men who war with us. This day that now is close at hand, bless him who pours the soma juice. In this our sacrifice, may we divide the spoil, showing our strength the spoil of war. In war which wins the light, at the free giver's call, at due oblation of the early rising one, oblation of the active one, Indra slew, even as we know, whom each bowed head must reverence. May all your bounteous gifts be gathered up for us, yea, the good gifts of you, the good. This food glows for you as of old at sacrifice, wherein they made you chooser of the place, for you choose the place of sacrifice. Speak you, and make it known to us. They see within with beams of light. Indra, indeed, is found a seeker after spoil, spoil-seeker for his own allies. So now must your great deed be lauded as of old, when for the Angirasis you opened the stall, opened, giving aid, the stall. In the same manner for us here, fight you and be victorious. To him who pours the juice, give up the lawless man, the lawless who is wroth with us. When with wise plan the hero leads the people forth, they conquer in the ordered battle, seeking fame, press, eager, onward seeking fame. To him in time of need, they sing for life with offspring and with strength. Their hymns with Indra find a welcome place of rest. The hymns go forward to the gods. Indra and Parvata, our champions in the fight, drive you away each man who, wanting to war with us, drive him far from us with the bolt. Welcome to him concealed afar shall he the lair that he has found. So may the render rend our foes on every side, rend them, O hero, everywhere. Hymn 133. Indra. With sacrifice, I purge both earth and heaven. I burn up great she-fiends who serve not Indra. Where throttled by your hand the foes were slaughtered, and in the pit of death lay pierced and mangled. O you who cast forth the stones crushing the sorceresses' heads, break them with your wide-spreading foot, with your wide-spreading mighty foot. Do you, O Maghavan, beat off these sorceresses' daring strength. Cast them down within the narrow pit, within the deep and narrow pit. Of whom you have ere now destroyed thrice 50 with your fierce attacks. That deed they count a glorious deed, though small to you, a glorious deed. O Indra, crush and bray to bits the fearful, fiery-weaponed fiend, Strike every demon to the ground. Tear down the mighty ones, O Indra, hear you us. For heaven has glowed like earth in fear, O thunder-armed, as dreading fierce heat thunder-armed. Most mighty mid the mighty ones, you speed with strong bolts of death. Not slaying men, unconquered hero with the brave, O hero, with the thrice seven brave. The pourer of libations gains the home of wealth, pouring his gift conciliates hostilities, yea, the hostilities of gods. Pouring he strives, unchecked and strong, to win him riches thousandfold. Indra gives lasting wealth to him who pours forth gifts, yea, wealth he gives that long shall last. Hymn 134. Vayu. Vayu, let fleet-foot coursers bring you speedily to this our feast, to drink first of the juice we pour, to the first draught of Soma juice. May our glad hymn, discerning well, uplifted, gratify your mind. Come with your team-drawn chariot, O Vayu, to the gift, come to the sacrificer's gift. May the joy-giving drops, O Vayu, gladden you, effectual, well-prepared, directed to the heavens, strong, mixed with milk, and seeking heaven. That aids, effectual to fulfill, may wait upon our skillful power. Associate teams come hitherward to grant our prayers, they shall address the hymns we sing. Two red steeds, Vayu yokes. Vayu, two purple steeds, swift-footed, to the chariot, to the pole to draw, most able at the pole to draw. Wake up intelligence as when a lover wakes his sleeping love. Illumine heaven and earth, make you the dawns to shine, for glory make the dawns to shine. For you the radiant dawns in the far distant sky broaden their lovely garments forth in wondrous beams, bright colored in their newborn beams. For you, the nectar-yielding cow pours all rich treasures forth as milk. The Marut host have you engendered from the womb, the Maruts from the womb of heaven. For you, the pure, bright, quickly flowing Soma drops, strong in their heightening power, hasten to mix themselves, hasten to the water to be mixed. To you the weary coward prays for luck that he may speed away. You, by your law, protect us from every world, yea, from the world of highest gods. You, Vayu, who have none before you, first of all, have right to drink these offerings of Soma juice, have right to drink the juice outpoured, yea, poured by all invoking tribes who free themselves from taint of sin. For you, all cows are milked to yield the Soma milk, to yield the butter and the milk. Hymn 135. Vayu, Indra Vayu. Strewn is the sacred grass. Come, Vayu, to our feast. With team of thousands, come, Lord of the harnessed team, with hundreds, Lord of harnessed steeds. The drops divine are lifted up for you, the God, to drink them first. The juices rich in sweets have raised them for your joy, have raised themselves to give you strength. Purified by the stones, the Soma flows for you. Clothed with its lovely splendors to the reservoir, flows clad in its refulgent light. For you the Soma is poured forth, your portioned share mid gods and men. Drive you your horses, Vayu, come to us with love, come well inclined and loving us. Come you with hundreds, come with thousands in your team to this our solemn rite, to taste the sacred food, Vayu, to taste the offerings. This is your seasonable share that comes co-radiant with the sun. Brought by attendant priests, pure juice is offered up, Vayu, pure juice is offered up. The chariot with its team of horses bring you both to guard us and to taste the well-appointed food, Vayu, to taste the offerings. Drink of the pleasant-flavored juice. The first draught is assigned to you. O Vayu, with your splendid bounty come you both, Indra, with bounty come you both. May our songs bring you hither to our solemn rites. These drops of mighty vigor have they beautified, like a swift steed of mighty strength. Drink of them well inclined to us, come hitherward to be our help. Drink, Indra Vayu, of these juices pressed with stones, strength givers, till they gladden you. These Soma juices pressed for you in waters here, borne by attendant priests, are offered up to you. Bright, Vayu, are they offered up. Swift through the strainer have they flowed, and here are shed for both of you. Soma drops, seeking you, over the sheep's fleece, Soma over the wether's fleece. O Vayu, pass you over all the slumberers, and where the press stone rings, enter you both that house. Yea, Indra, go you both within. The joyous maiden is beheld, the butter flows. With richly laden team, come to our solemn rite. Yea, Indra, come you to the rite. Ride hither to the offering of the pleasant juice, the holy fig tree which victorious priests surround. Victorious be they still for us. At once the cows yield milk, the barley meal is dressed. For you, O Vayu, never shall the cows grow thin, never for you shall they be dry. These bulls of yours, O Vayu, with the arm of strength, who swiftly fly within the current of your stream, the bulls increasing in their might. Horseless, yet even through the waste swift moving, whom no shout can stay, hard to be checked are they, like sunbeams in their course, hard to be checked by both the hands. Hymn 136, Mitra Varuna. Bring adoration ample and most excellent, hymn, offerings to the watchful twain, the bountiful, your sweetest to the bounteous ones. Sovereigns adored with streams of ghee and praised at every sacrifice. Their high imperial might may nowhere be assailed, never may their godhead be assailed. For the broad sun was seen a path more widely laid, the path of holy law has been maintained with rays, the eye with Bhaga's rays of light. Firm set in heaven is Mitra's home, and Aryaman's and Varuna's. Thence they give forth great vital strength, which merits praise, high power of life that men shall praise. With Aditi the luminous, the celestial, upholder of the people, come you day by day, you who watch sleepless day by day. Resplendent might you have obtained, Adityas, lords of liberal gifts. Movers of men, mild both, are Mitra, Varuna, mover of men is Aryaman. This Soma be most sweet to Mitra, Varuna. He in the drinking feasts shall have a share thereof, sharing a god among the gods. May all the gods of one accord accept it joyfully today. Therefore do you, O kings, accomplish what we ask. You righteous ones, whate'er we ask. Whoso with worship serves Mitra and Varuna, him guard you carefully,